We want to accelerate adoption of sustainable building and development practices. We want more innovation. But a lot of times, whole categories of innovation, ones that can help us live more beautifully, turn out to be illegal. Today's regulations and codes were written under the assumption that best practices would remain best practices with incremental updates forever and ever. But innovation isn't always incremental. And it turns out how we feel about any particular new technique gets into everything we do, how we talk about it, how we encourage people to study, our jokes, our codes, and it ultimately determines how innovative we can be. So that's the first reason we don't innovate in sanitation. We're kind of uncomfortable talking about sanitation. That's why I've gotten called the poo princess so much. The second reason is we think the problem's solved here in the US. But not so. Here in the US, we still get sick from drinking shit in our sewage water. 7 million people get sick every year, 900 die annually, and we're not taking a holistic approach to making it better. So we're not solving it. Where I live in Portland, Oregon, I can't take Echo for a swim during the rainy season because we dump raw sewage sometimes into our river. Our rainwater and our sewage go to the same treatment plant. Too much rain overflows into the river,